HarperCollins and Harper Audio present Codename Bananas by David Walliams. Formed by David Walliams, Peter Serafinowicz, Sarah Alexander, Genevieve Gaunt, Toby Jones, Nina Wedia, Wayne Forrester, Adjua Ando, and Neaton Ganatra.
London, December 1940, World War II. Britain has been in a bitter war with Nazi Germany for over a year. It is the height of the Blitz, and Nazi bombs rain down on the city. The people of London live in fear, as do the animals of the city, particularly those in London Zoo. The characters in our adventure are Eric.
Hi, my name is Eric.
This short, shy 11-year-old boy has sticky out ears and wears glasses with one of the lenses cracked. Sadly, like many children of the time, Eric lost both his parents in the war. Now an orphan, he is withdrawn and sad most of the time. The only thing that makes the boy happy is visiting London Zoo. There he has formed a very special friendship with a huge furry friend. More of her in a moment. Uncle Sid.
Hello, I'm Uncle Sid. Nice to meet you.
Sid is Eric's great-uncle and the oldest keeper at London Zoo. He has worked there for longer than anyone can remember, including him. Like many men at the outbreak of the First World War, he enlisted to become a soldier. However, on his very first day on the battlefields of France, he stepped on an enemy mine and lost both his legs. Nowadays, Sid gets about on tin legs, but nothing can dampen his fighting spirit. The zookeeper would give anything to be able to battle the Nazis and prove himself to be a hero once and for all. Grandma.
What was that? Oh, hello. I'm Grandma.
Eric's grandmother is a fearsome character. She dresses from head to toe in black shoes, black coat, and black pillbox hat. The deaf old lady never goes anywhere without her ear trumpet, which helps her hear. This doubles as a weapon to bash folks out of her way. When Eric became an orphan, she took the boy in to live with her. As much as he loves his grandmother, Eric finds it hard to be around her, as she is so very strict. Bessie.
Hello, my darlings. I am Bessie.
Bessie is a larger-than-life lady, bursting with love and laughter. She works as a doctor in a military hospital in London, where day and night she tends to the wounded soldiers. Bessie and Sid are next-door neighbours, living side by side in a row of tiny terraced houses. A bomb blast tore a hole in the fence that divides their back gardens, so Bessie can pop round to see Sid at any time of the day or night. Nina, the air raid warden.
Hello, I'm Miss Nina Misra. I'm your friendly neighbourhood air raid warden. Turn those lights off!
Nina is one of London's hundreds of air raid wardens who spring into action whenever the Nazi bombers appear. Wardens make sure that Londoners are off the streets and taking shelter whenever the air raid warning sounds. It is the perfect job for this busybody who loves nothing more than bossing folk around. Sir Frederick Frown.
Hello, I'm Sir Frederick Frown. Nice to meet you.
Considering Frown is the Director General of London Zoo, it may come as a surprise to you that he doesn't like animals. Creatures of all shapes and sizes give him the willies. Frown is forever in fear of being slobbered over, nibbled, or worst of all, peed on. So he spends most of the time hiding in his office, as far away from all those dreadful beasts as possible. He is so achingly posh, he speaks as if he has a plum in his mouth. Corporal Batter.
Hello, sir.
This old soldier from the First World War is now the night watchman at London Zoo. Batter sports a big, bushy moustache and is never without his tin helmet, his chest full of medals, and most importantly, his rifle. Batter has strict orders to
Sample complete. Ready to continue?